Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. This is Star. We'll be taking callers at the half hour. The number is 646-716-9663. If you have a question, you need a confirmation, something sparks you during our talk, let us know and give us a call. Today, I have a dear friend of mine who I've been friends with for a couple of decades. I'd like you to welcome Dale Walker. Hi, Dale.
Hi, Star. What a wonderful time to talk to you again.
It is. Now, I remember that you were like a master with crystals, that you had a body who was a crystal skull, that you've written several books on crystals. Can you tell our listeners some really, really important things about yourself?
Well, I'm still alive at 79. That's pretty good.
Okay. That's good.
I start with that and I can go in any direction.
Let's go backwards to start when you wrote that, when you first started getting interested in crystals, some of the books you wrote, and on with that for a few minutes.
January 21st, 19... 75, I had a spiritual awakening. I remember it clearly because it was my birthday. I was 40 years old, and I looked at my life and said, I've done everything they've asked me to do, got the marriage, the kids, the dogs, the cats, the mortgage, everything, and I'm not happy, and I don't know why. I'm not doing what I was supposed to do. So as I started to look at that, I realized that I always had a subliminal desire to investigate and be in part of the spiritual and psychic world. Almost immediately after I came to this awareness, my neighbor told me about a psychic fair that was in San Francisco. I went there and had a reading by a man who was incredibly interesting. I had a longer reading at his home a month later, and this is where I got started with crystals, because he had crystals on a shelf, and I looked at them, and I said, those are really nice. What are they for? And he said, they're a source of power. Little did I know that that was my first meeting with Nick Nocerino, what I call the grandfather of the crystal skull world, a true crystal master. But I didn't know that. I just bumbled around. He told me I had a certain amount of psychic ability and healing ability, suggested someplace I could go to train with it. I did that and noted that I began doing a lot of things really fast, like I was remembering how to do it. It was so easy. And began to rapidly develop my own stuff. But what happened was I got connected with crystals, and the crystals immediately started to talk to me. Through the crystals, I was able to connect with my inner teachers, the spiritual guides and teachers. They began to talk to me about my interest in crystals, and that's when it began.
That sounds like a real good time to awaken, and sounds like you had a very good earth plane physical teachers. Now, how did you get to write that first book, and how did you get to be the caretaker of that first skull?
Well, the book's first. One of my students came up to me one day and she said, Dale, can you expand on, you've been telling us all about how crystals and energy works, and I understand, but my family just doesn't get it. They just don't understand what I'm talking about. Could you expand on it? Could you write maybe a couple of paragraphs that would explain more carefully what crystals and energy and all this is all about? I began to do that, but when I'm doing it, I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute, there's this other subject that makes more sense. I should add something into it. And as I'm fumbling around with it, I really realized I had more things to say than just a couple of pages. So I laid out an outline of all the possible subjects I could talk about. And they as I put them down on paper, they seemed to organize themselves into some kind of an order. And I began to write monographs about each of these little subjects, put them all together, and became the Crystal Book. Surprised the hell out of me. I did not expect to write a book.
Wow. And it's still on the shelves these days, and people call it one of the good books. Can we still buy it on Amazon?
No, you can get it on the used book thing, or if people are really interested, then they can order one from me. I'll sell it to them.
What is your website?
Yeah, I've got about 100 copies left. I found a box stored way back in somewhere.
What is your website, Dale?
If they want to get one, they can get it from me. But right now, you can't get it from the bookstores. It was published in 1983. It's a little bit out of...
So, Dale,
what
is your website and what is the name of the book?
The name of the book is called The Crystal Book by Dale Walker, D small A, capital E, small L, Walker.
And we can contact you on what website?
Why not just email me? That'd be simpler.
Okay, so give the email.
My name, Dale Walker, at AOL.com.
Well, that's simple enough and easy enough to remember. Okay, and then tell me how the crystal skull came into your life.
Back in the middle to late 1970s, I began taking some classes from my mentor, Nick Nocerino, the guy who did the reading for me.
Uh-huh.
And he's talking about this crystal skull that was down at that time down in San Jose and being tested by some scientists. And he was really upset because they wouldn't let him get together with his psychic teams and investigate it psychically. He was more than upset. He was really irritated. So he started talking about this, and I said, one of my students told me that she knows this. She knows the lady who owns it, Anna Mitchell Hedges. She's actually held a skull in her hand. And he said, well, can you get in touch with her? And I said, sure. So I got in touch with her. Anna would not allow the skull to leave her hands. She had a bad experience where she had it being appraised by an art curator for insurance purposes, and he kept it away from her for 6 years.
Oh, no.
That's the slowest appraisal I ever heard of.
Really?
He got fascinated by it. He began doing all kinds of pictures of it and making plastic copies and all these things that he had no legal right to do.
So you got to be with the Michael Hedges skull?
It was the Mitchell Hedges skull.
Yeah. And how was that experience for you?
Well, what happened is we were able to talk Anna into accepting a team from the States to come to her home and investigate the skull while she was watching. We do that just after breakfast and just before tea time in the afternoon. In between the time, those were her times, and she could rest, she could do what she wanted to, but the only times we could work on the skull were those times. And we were able to find the code that opened up the skull and brought out the pictures and information that had been stored in there for thousands of years.
Wow. What did it say?
Oh, my goodness. There were pictures in them, the pictures of houses, of castles. There's one particular which I really liked was, showed a golden door on the side of a cliff about 200 feet up from the ground and about 50 feet down from the top. Right in the middle of this wall was a golden door. Now, the question is not about the door, but how the heck could you get through it? there were no stairs. There was no easy way to get to it. You could possibly, you could attach a rope and get down, but why have a door for that? We don't know. We saw dinosaurs. We saw flying people. We saw mermaids and mermen. We saw, oh my goodness, it never seemed to stop, all the things we were seeing. And we were seeing it all around the skull in like maybe five or six different spots, like maybe five or six different computer monitors or television monitors. And they were all running separately from each other. That we were there for about a week and a half, and there's a book that came out about that. It's called Secrets of the Crystal Skull Revealed by Nick Nocerino and a couple others. So I was part of that team that did that, and then as I was, I came into my own rainbow, which is the next question you're going to ask, how'd they get rainbow? I was in Laredo, Texas. You know where Texas is, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know where Laredo is, too.
Of course. I used to live in Texas. Now I live in Hot Springs, Arkansas, with all the crystals. Okay, so you went to Laredo.
I was doing a class there, and I brought these golden Wheel of Life pendants. You've seen them before.
What do you
and
mean?
And one of my
them?
Guys really
one.
Liked it, and he wanted to buy one, but he didn't have enough money. So he made me an offer. He said, how about, he says, I've got some artifacts my grandfather left me when he died, and some carvings and statues and very interesting stuff. He said, would you be interested if I paid you half cash, half trade? Well, I thought, I can't lose. If I get half cash, I can make another wheel. But anything that I get from that he's got as his objects are going to be, in essence, free. So he brought them out, and they were really remarkable, beautiful carvings. I'm sure they're quite old, probably pre-Columbian. But one corner of the box he had was covered with a piece of cloth. I said, what's underneath the cloth? He said, oh, I think you'll like that. Pulled the cloth off and reached down, picked it up, and handed me his beautiful crystal skull. His name is Rainbow.
Ah. Wow.
I knew exactly what it was the moment I touched it, because the Mitchell Hedges skull had a particular feeling about it, vibration, if you want to call it that. Most unique, and nothing else was like it until I touched the rainbow skull. It's exactly the same feeling. So I was able, by the experience I had with the Mitchell Hedges skull, to find the code that opened up the rainbow. And I've been taking pictures and bringing her to different areas so people can experience her now since 1986.
Wow. It's like having a teacher and a child and a family member and a lover all in one. So those girls are very, very powerful. And I've seen
they are that, and they have their own conscious awareness. There is an entity that governs each of the ancient skulls. In fact, one of the things, ways that I test to find out if the skull is ancient or not, is can I feel the entity? Because I can feel every one that I touch. And there is a consciousness, very powerful, thousands of years old, maybe hundreds of thousands of years old, and they have knowledge that they're willing to share.
You know, and I think I've held rainbow before, and I remember some purple light and some things going on with me. And I keep remembering that, you know, all our crystal chips are in a computer, and, you know, the crystal were used in radios to work with the radio waves, and the amount of crystal in a crystal skull can have, you know, 1 million encyclopedias in it. And three-dimensional and holographic, and definitely being a caretaker of a crystal skull changes your life and changes the lives of people around you. Do you have a couple of experiences that you can share with our listeners about things that happened to people or things that people experienced when they held rainbow or encountered rainbow?
Whenever Yes, with a lot of people, they get the similar experience. If they hold the skull for any length of time, especially if they hold the base of the skull against their heart so it's pointing up toward the face, they get a tremendous release of emotion. It's like all this tension, all these old bad things that have happened to them in the past just come out, and they break down and start crying. A tremendous release, because this is what she does. She heals people.
Wow, I remember that. I remember that. And where are you taking Rainbow this year?
Well, I'll be going to Chicago.
Chicago.
In a couple of months. We haven't knocked down the exact date yet. But after that, I'll be going out of country to a conference in Romania on healing. I've got several students who are in Romania, and I even have instructors who are teaching my techniques there. And I'm also leaving in May. I'm going to Mexico for my 22nd year. I'll be
wow.
teaching in Mexico.
That's good, and I'm sure the Mexicans really appreciate you. I know, having lived in that country for several years myself and having experienced a spiritual curandera teacher, that Mexicans are very, very open in very many different ways than we are.
Very spiritual.
Very, very spiritual indeed. Now, what was the name of your second book?
It's called Crystal Healing.
Yes. And what does it
strangely
teach us?
The Crystal Healing. Basically what happened is I had just been given the knowledge and information on how to build the Wheel of Life pendant. And when I started using it, I realized that eventually I would be using only the Wheel of Life and the crystal to do excessive, quite remarkable healing work. And that meant that the technique that I had developed before that was no longer valid. Well, no, let's not say no longer valid. It was much lesser in its capability. So my inner teacher said, give it to the world. I wrote down the book, a whole healing system using two quartz crystals and a small prayer called the Light Invocation, and then methods of placing it on the body in specific ways can do remarkable healing changes for anybody who does this. So that's my second book.
Okay, and where do we purchase that? Can we purchase that from you, or do we need to purchase it online?
Well, you can do that. Again, I've got probably about 100 of those left.
And what is your email?
DAELWalker@AOL.com.
Okay. I remember having your Wheel of Life, and it was gold with rubies and emeralds, and it looked like a little wheel, but in there were many, many, like, dimensional matrixes that
Oh, you would notice that, wouldn't you?
Huh?
You would be. You were. I remember very clearly you saying, oh, my God, this thing is full of matrices.
And it's just, you know, most people can't see that. And it looks like a simple little 18-karat gold wheel with nice rubies and emeralds. But
well, I have it now in 14, 18, and 22-karat. I also have it in sterling silver. Let me tell you something that I do when I go to major conferences. I've been doing this for several years, and it's quite effective. I get up on the podium, and instead of doing slideshow presentation or giving long lectures, I simply set chairs in front of the podium, maybe four or five. I ask for volunteers from the audience to come up and sit in the chairs. Those people in the audience who have physical pain, I don't care where the pain is, I don't care how long they've had it, they would like to have an experience to see if we can do healing on their physical pain with just the Wheel of Life, a quartz crystal, and his prayer. And we fill the thing up then. At that time, people are expecting me to do healing on the people, but instead I call again to the audience for volunteers who have never done healing, preferably do not even believe in it, come up and be the healers. I hand them a one wheel, a quartz crystal, teach them the little prayer, show them how to put their hands in the place right directly on the physical pain. Within 15 minutes, every single person in every chair has a reduction in physical pain.
And you know what? It always happens. And it's so predictable because of this grid with the wheel of light, the crystal, and the prayer. They touch so many points of the quantum field that it's so predictable that the healings always happen. And, you know, I like the looks on people's faces when they move the parts of their body and their body has less pain. And I've watched you do this at one point in time in my life. And it's always amazing to see that it works. And you know it works.
In all these years,
yeah,
I'm still thrilled when pain leaves somebody's body.
You know, me too.
And I look at that and say, that's not me. I'm just the channel through which that comes.
I'm like the drinking straw between God and the person, you know, and then the Coca-Cola of life. And there's a lot of responsibility when you get a tool like this and you get knowledge of crystals and you get knowledge that's infinitely old and eternal from the crystals. And sometimes the knowledge is like so profound you can't even speak it because we don't have words in the English language for it, or in several other languages I speak. And it's really a big responsibility to work with this. Don't you agree?
Yes, I very much do agree. And this is one of the reasons why I travel, or have traveled in the past, into 12 different countries teaching.
And I think it is so wonderful that you can teach people how to work with crystals, that you know and I know that generations from now somebody's going to be teaching your technique to somebody else, and somebody else is going to be getting a healing, that lineage of your teaching will carry on. And the knowledge of using the crystals and using the dimensional matrices will be there for a long, long time. I think you wrote a third book after Crystal Healing. And what was the name of that book?
I have just a little bit of fine-tuning to finish the book up. But this book is called The Physics of Emotion.
Wow. Those are two words you usually don't see in the same sentence.
Oh, as a matter of fact, I called up the dean of physics at Stanford University and asked him, could he tell me where I could find out the information about the physics of emotion? And he said, well, you're talking to the wrong person. You should be talking to somebody in psychology. I said, no, wait a minute. Physics isn't the science of energy? He says, yeah. I said, well, aren't emotions energy? He got real quiet. He said, I suppose so. I said, you don't know? After all, the basic definition of energy is that which creates change. And I can't think of anything that creates more change on an emotional level or on a physiological level. Negative emotions can affect your body and affect your behavior, both physical and non-physical. And it's the cause of all wars, the cause of all behavior. Haven't you studied the energy aspects of emotions? Not the psychology, not the behavioral processes, but the actual energy of an emotion. And he said, well, no, nothing that I know of is like that. I said, okay, well, it looks like I'll have to write the book.
It's really interesting. If you've ever been in a room and somebody gets really, really, really angry, it creates fear in a lot of people. And sometimes when somebody's really, really scared, it causes sadness, because not only does the emotion affect the person, but it affects people in the ambiance, right, sitting around. Their emotions powerful enough to change the emotions in people who aren't even having them. And that, to me, is always an amazing, and looks like that would be a pretty complex physics formula to me, too. So I'm going to be looking forward to this book, Dale, and reading it. Now, we're coming to the last 4 or 5 minutes in our first half hour here, and I want you to ask you a question, and I want you to answer in a way that we would all understand. What was the most powerful spiritual experience you ever had?
Oh, boy, that's a good one.
I know. You have to sort in your brain for that one.
I think probably the most powerful in modern times, as it is in within the past 40 years or 30 years, was the first time I held Rainbow in my hands. There's a jolt that went through my whole body, and I saw a flash of light and color surrounding me, and this tremendous sense of peace and harmony.
And it's when it's that intense, it's really hard to explain to some people that so many feelings and so much can flow through you. And I know you people out there have had your experiences where you felt that peace and harmony, and where you felt one with everything. So those experiences exist inside of you, and many, many things in life can catalyze your energies to have these experiences. And crystals are a very powerful tool to your emotions, your energy, and spiritual insight. So I imagine you have quite a collection of crystals by now. And tell me something about your favorite crystals, and besides Rainbow, because I know that's your jewel, besides Rainbow, tell me some about your favorite crystals and some of your experiences.
Okay, well, I have a crystal that I carry with me all the time. It's my healing crystal, because my system uses one wheel of life, whether it's silver or gold, and it uses in one hand and a crystal in the other hand, and then a light invocation prayer, and that's all I need to do the healing work. Everything else is built into the wheel. So that particular crystal has been with me now for about 32 years. And it's been a participant in healing probably 10,000 people around the world.
Wow. That's impressive. And, you know, I'm living in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and I got my driveway in the gravel. I find crystals, and I've ended up in a place where there are, you know, crystal mines all over, and many new crystals come to meet me and then move on to go to other places. And it's a very powerful experience just to sit down in a crystal mine where there's 10, 20, 30,000 crystals and just to listen with my heart. And crystals are really amazing. There's probably a good 200 or 300 books written on crystals and minerals, and people, you can get a great education by reading them. And I suggest that you email Dale Walker at AOL.com, and that's D-A-E-L Walker, and see what books he has available for you. They're profound, they're simple, yet very, very easy to go through the process to create healing. We have about one more minute. Is there anything you would like to say to our listeners about crystals?
Well, I'll tell you, rather than say something about it, I'm going to tell them how to do something and let them experiment with themselves, and then they can contact me with any experience I have with that. But if you want to, we'll save that till the end of the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we'll save that for just a little bit after that. Lately, I've been getting a lot of spheres and spheres in different minerals and crystal spheres.
Right. Well, you love them anyway.
Yeah, I love all of them. And you know, they will talk to you. If you shut down your mind and you listen, you will feel, see, experience, hear messages from the crystals. But you got to slow down. Coming up on our half-hour break here, take a deep breath.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
646-716-9663. That's our phone number. If you have a question for Dale or me, give us a jingle. Dale,
yes.
What is your favorite part about traveling and teaching?
Seeing new places and meeting new people.
Isn't it amazing?
Spiritual and wonderful. Anywhere I go, and I've been in now 12 different countries.
Isn't it amazing how much light there is out there, how many people are eager to learn and eager to absorb things and raise their vibration? It's amazing. All right. Let's talk about something else. I want to talk to you, Dale, about being a catalyst and how when you and your crystals walk into the room that it catalyzes an experience of healing and how the mind has to listen for a technique or listen for an explanation before the crystals, the wheel of life, before they catalyze the energy so a person gets that. How does that happen with just the
presence? Star.
Okay, got a caller for us?
Yeah, you all ready?
We're all ready, thank you.
All right, Hold that. Sounds good.
Hold that question and ask me later.
Okay.
Good question.
All right, Angelina, you're on with Star and Dale.
Hi, Star and Dale. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello. What is your question?
I was wondering, is there any particular crystal related to further developing or discovering your life purpose?
Dale, I'll let you answer that one.
I like to use a clear quartz crystal. And what I do is I imagine that I'm looking at this crystal and seeing it getting as large as a house, and I can flow right inside. That's just an imaginary thing I'm doing with my mind. I'm inside this special place, and something happens when I do that. I'm able to talk to my spiritual guides and teachers. I'm able to project healing to people from a distance. It's quite an interesting process. But working with quartz crystals makes it easy for your mind to go into levels of consciousness that you don't easily do when your mind is open into the regular world.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, Selena, I would suggest a double terminated quartz for you, okay? Because
good thinking.
The two ends would let you see how beneficial it is in the future. And all the things and experiences in your past that you've gathered, your toolbox for what you're going to do with in the future, too, from your past. So the energy would flow both ways. So that's a double terminated quartz crystal. Thank you, Selena.
Oh, wow. Thank you. It's Angelina. But thank you, Star and Dale. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. By the way, I like that name. It's the name of my producer in Mexico. It's a very special name, Angelina.
Oh, thank you. Blessings to you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have another one, Mark?
Yeah, we're lined up for tonight. So let's go ahead and bring Steve on from New York.
Hey, Star. How are you?
I'm fine, hey, Steve. Dale. How are you?
I'm better. I am actually better. Dale, it's what a pleasure to hear you on the show. You are a living legend as a star. And, you know, I love your work. So I'm actually doing somewhat better. I'm doing a play in at the end of April in a movie. Still no money for it, but at least I'm busy and I'm really happy. And Matt could use energy for financial abundance and for getting over fears for going back into the limelight.
Okay, and what crystal, what color crystal or mineral are we going to recommend for cash?
I would suggest an amethyst.
Uh-huh. Good.
Because
and
he's opening up. What sounds like you're doing is you're stretching yourself beyond where you normally would be. And you don't do that unless you open up your spiritual self. Once you do open that up, just a simple prayer or before doing your work and working, holding the amethyst crystal makes a big difference to you.
Great, I'll do that, and Matthew will do that. Matthew's
okay.
My life partner.
Stig, I love you. Thank
you. I love
you,
sweetheart. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Sherry, you're on.
Okay, so Star, I actually have a kind of a two-part question for you and for Dale. I'm wondering if you can tell me about a new relationship, and Dale, I'm wondering what stone to get the energy of a past relationship out to bring in the new one.
Go ahead, Dale, take that.
Okay, well, the one that I like best is a smoky quartz. Smoky quartz goes into the unconscious mind, and it enables you to contact the memories and things that keep you together with somebody else. What you're looking to do is to clear the old past and bring in the new. So I would suggest you take a smoky quartz and just say what you want to do. I release all my old memories of this past relationship, and I open myself up to the power and spirituality of my new one.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you, there's something that's blocking you between this relationship with this new person, correct?
Yes.
And it is a fixed matter, whether this person is married or there's some paperwork that's involved that has to be dissipated, correct, before you get into this relationship, right?
Not that I know of, but it's very possible, I guess.
Okay, whatever it is on the physical plane, whether you have your old boyfriend on your lease, whether he has somebody else's name someplace, all the physical plane stuff has to be cleared and clean. So do that. And once you let go with using the smoky quartz of your past person, and sometimes it's not about letting go of the love, it's about letting go of the pain, and sometimes it's about letting go of the choices. Once you let go of that with that smoky quartz crystal, within the next 3 months, this relationship will become as deep as you hope it to be.
Wow, great. Great advice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Good luck.
Lynn, you're on.
Hi, Star. Hi, Dale. Just whatever information that you can pull up that's useful for me now.
Okay, Dale, you can start.
Do you want me to impressions of Lynn?
Mm-hmm.
In what area would you like me to talk?
Whichever useful to my
if you want an all around type of thing, I would have to start with the physical. And as I scan your body, I find some tension in your middle neck, back of the neck, but in the middle of it. I find tension down and moving down towards the coccyx, the bottom of your back. There is something with one of your knees, I don't know which one it is, but it seems like it's either stiff or has a potential to pick up something. I'm just getting impressions, and they're very limited, which tells me you don't have a problem now, but you could have a problem if probably be a good idea to use some nice cleansing material and rubbing the particular knee. Well, you have to rub both of them because I can't determine which one it is. Okay, I'm looking at the rest of your body. I see some fatigue, a lot of stress. I'm not seeing any physical problem that can't be fixed.
Okay, thank you.
Now, did you want something else?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you. I see the real need of clarity. You're not confused, but you're not really clear. Any of the yellow stones, citrine, champagne, diamond, any of the golden topaz, any of the yellow stones, especially worn as earrings, can bring you to that point where you're really, really clear. I know you know. I know you know what you're supposed to do. I know you dismiss it. So I think the thing that I would recommend for you to work on is work on your clarity. Do you understand me about that?
Yes.
Okay. So remember, people, yellow stones, any of the yellow stones near your ears as earrings work as a great clearer for you to get clarity. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both.
You're welcome. Bye.
Helped you.
Hey, Star, if it's okay with you, I have one personal question for me, and then I just have a couple questions I'd like to ask Dale, if that's okay.
Okay. Well, why don't you ask Dale first, since you get a lot of exposure to me.
Okay, great. Okay, I'm going to break this into two groups. I'm going to break it into just general questions for the show for you and then just my own personal question afterwards. The first question I have for you, Dale, is what is the difference between a crystal skull and just any crystal in general that you can buy as a spiritual person?
Well, that's a good one. If I said what is the difference between a bicycle and a rocket ship, I would say there's a source of power that is way beyond what is normal. And in my experience is that ancient crystal skulls have been around for maybe thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of years, and they have collected energy from the surrounding world, people, animals, plants, everything. And they have more power from that experience alone than just a modern carved skull or a piece of quartz.
Thank you. The next question I have for you, Dale, is as
By the
I
way,
connect...
let me for a second.
Go ahead.
It is possible for a modern skull to be charged up by an ancient skull using a couple of interesting procedures. Later at the end of this whole thing, I'll talk a little bit about that. But you can do that, and what happens then is you have a special energy in your modern skull, and you have a connection to the ancient one.
No, that's really interesting. Thank you, Dale.
As I connect
with you, Dale, I feel so much wisdom that comes through you. And the question I would have is for the time period that you've been on this planet so far, I think you said you're 79, what is the biggest lesson you've learned?
Fear. No fear.
No fear. That's beautiful. Okay, I'll finish this off with my own personal question.
90% of the problems that I had in my life were created because I was afraid of something. In looking back at it, and when you do that once you reach 79, you start looking back and say, God, why did I do that? Why didn't I? And again, every time I asked myself that question, the answer was, something made me afraid to take a chance, to say the truth, to walk the walk. And now that I'm at 79, I'm looking at it and say, well, now I walk it straight, but damn, I stumble a lot more than I used to. Because my poor body's not the same as it used to be.
Wow.
Okay, now your question.
Thank
Sorry
you.
About that.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for that, Dale. That's very powerful. The question I have for you is, what crystal is a good crystal to hold while you're meditating? Does it matter if you hold it in your right hand or your left hand while you're meditating?
Well, I can just tell you what I know and what I experienced after I played with it for almost 40 years. I like to hold the crystal in my left hand. I usually have the point of the crystal, if it's a single termination, pointing inward toward my body. And I'm almost always, I'll use either an amethyst or a clear one.
That's excellent. Thank you, Dale, and thanks, Star. And you guys are all set to go with your part of the show.
You're welcome. Dale, I have maybe 24 baby skulls and medium-sized skulls. Can you tell me the technique when I take them and when I see Max and some of the other skulls that visit the United States, and I take all my little skulls there with me and some of my bigger ones. Tell me, what is the technique for connecting my crystals, my skulls, my newer made skulls, with one of the ancient skulls?
Well, I have two methods. One is proprietary. I'm not going to give you that one.
Okay.
The one that works the easiest is simply to place it so it touches the ancient skull. Doesn't matter where, just touches it, that's all. And you can pile them up and stack them all around the skull so that every one of your crystals get it. It doesn't take more than about an hour to give it the kind of charge that you want from it. Now, if you want to go one step beyond, my teachers gave me a way to connect so that I'm linking, like plugging in an extension cord from the baby skull, modern skull, to the ancient skull, and that's permanent. The other one is like a battery charge, and will eventually, the energy will be used up.
Okay, so you set them right next to, as close as I can, touching.
Just touching is all you have to do. It doesn't matter where you're touching. It can be all around the side, the bottom, the top, it doesn't matter where.
That's great. I've been in a room where we've had, you know, maybe 200 or 300 crystal skulls touching each other, and touching one of the ancient skulls. And everybody would just look out over the floor and somebody would go, can we get our skulls now? Somebody else would say, no, wait. This side of the room's ready. That side of the room's not ready. This went on for hours. And I could see a little bit of warmth passing from the ancient skull into the skulls nearest, and then the skulls touching the skulls that were touching this big skull. And it was really nice to see this wave of warmth and connection happen in the room. And the older ancient skulls, and some of the newer skulls that people have taken to all of the sacred sites and taken to visit the
ancient skulls. Let's take anything about it. You can take things to sacred places. For instance, I took mine into the standing stones in England and did quite a bit of stuff with them. And you can charge up a crystal or a skull with that. It's not going to be the same as an ancient skull. There is nothing like an ancient skull except another ancient skull.
And each ancient skull I visited Max and several others and Rainbow. All of them are different, but they're all very powerful, very wise, and it's amazing. So listen, everybody, the next time you see an ad that an ancient crystal skull is going to come into your community or your neighborhood, go visit it. You might not get anything in your conscious mind. And the download you get subconsciously and the physics of emotions and everything like Dale's talking about, but there will be subtle changes in you that lead to profounder changes in you from being in the presence of an ancient skull. And I know, and Dale knows, that when you look at them, they got holographic pictures from every place they've been. And sometimes, I know, when you look into these places, Dale, you know that they're not on this dimension, don't you?
Yes.
And you know that they're open to worlds that we don't participate in.
I have hundreds of photos of images that I photographed inside that piece of quartz, the crystal skull.
And doesn't it just blow your mind? In 5 minutes later, there's a different one.
It still absolutely fascinates me, Star. After all this time and all those pictures, I'm still fascinated by the ability of that skull because the pictures in the skull actually change. And that gets me going.
Uh-huh. And it's, sometimes it's like watching a sideshow. And sometimes it's like watching a light show. So pay attention when you get your to be with an ancient skull. And when you buy your own little ancient skull, a little skull that's a new skull and gift it to you, work with it. Keep it in your hands. Get it activated. Put it around some major pieces of quartz crystal. And most importantly, take it to visit an ancient skull. We're coming up on our last 10 minutes here, and I want to remind people to email Dale Walker at AOL.com, and Dale is D-A-E-L. You can get his schedule. You can buy one of his books. I'm sure you do some type of long-distance healing with Rainbow.
Yes.
And the circle of the Wheel of Life, correct?
Correct.
And you can schedule an appointment with Dale. It's very, very different. It's very, very profound.
I want to give them a special thing to do.
Okay.
Having to do with the physics of emotion.
Okay.
Do you have any kind of a relationship or a memory that's a bad memory that you'd like to get rid of and you haven't been able to, and it causes even behavioral problems? Write it down on a piece of paper. Take two quartz crystals, one on each hand. Place the folded piece of paper between those two quartz crystals like you're praying and holding the crystals against each other at home. Get in a comfortable position because you're going to stay there for 15 minutes. Begin saying the light invocation over and over again continuously. Let me repeat it to you or say it several times. And you can email me, and I will give it to you over email. I invoke the light of God within. I am a clear and perfect channel. Light is my guide. I invoke the light of God within. I am a clear and perfect channel. Light is my guide. Say that continuously until 15 minutes is up. Open up the piece of paper and see how much emotions are left. You're going to find it very intriguing when there's none there.
Wow.
And it won't come back. And you can do this for as many times as you can write this information down on a piece of paper, place it between two crystals and your two hands, and say the prayer continuously. And I would like people to do this and email me and tell me what results they got. Okay.
And the email is Dale Walker, D-A-E-L, Walker at AOL.com. You know, Dale, I live in a 6,000 round foot dome in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
And it's a church, and it's got rooms on the side. I live in the rooms on the side. And I end up, you know, with 300 or 400 crystals, and I sit down in the middle, the front part of the church. I lay out all these intricate patterns and do all these wonderful experiments. And I've got some crystals that are 5 feet long and weigh 50 pounds. And, you know, sometimes my baby little crystals can be just as powerful as the big guy, you know?
Or more,
working with my mental and emotional situations and sometimes working with healing. So people, I don't care if your crystal's an inch long or 70 inches long, your crystal will amplify, it'll go through dimensions, it'll go through time and space, it'll go down your timeline into your future, and it will amplify for you. Remember, you have to work with the crystal, and it's not just 1 minute. You have to have a great intention which will be amplified by that crystal. Quartz is amazing. It is an amazing thing for us to have on this planet. And you know, when you walk into a crystal shop, the one particular crystal will call out to you. Usually, don't you find, Dale, that the crystals pick you and you don't pick the crystals?
Absolutely. They tune into you through vibration, and the one that's in harmony is the one that will call to you and you'll want to take it with you.
Yeah, and sometimes it's the very first crystal you touch and pick up, and you end up looking at another bunch of crystals, and you go back to that crystal and pick
it
up.
Oh, I know that feeling, yes.
And I've seen people resonate with a crystal, put it down, and come back 5 months later and buy that crystal. And that crystal, nobody else would touch it. And I was going, wow, that's a beautiful little crystal. Wonderful. Oh, yeah, that lady. So any other hints on clearing our crystals or anything else we should do with our crystals?
Well, once again, if you can you repeat the light invocation over the radio?
Go ahead. Please do it.
Call in. I invoke the light of God within. I am a clear and perfect channel. Light is my guide. If you say that three times while you're holding crystals in your hand, you totally eliminate the negative emotion in any crystal that you've got. Period. It's gone. And it will not come back.
Well,
that's much better than salt.
That's very powerful. And, you know, different people put them out in the sunlight, put them out in the moonlight. One time. And Dale will gladly send this to you. And that's DaleWalker@AOL.com. Crystals are a very powerful tool. Sometimes they remind me of frozen light. Frozen. And then when we touch them, they become alive like steam and come and work with us. Please educate yourself on crystal by reading Dale's books or some of the master's books in crystal. And the greatest education you can ever have with crystals is by owning them, keeping them in your pocket, holding them while you're meditating, having them while you're praying, and having them near you and in your aura. Crystals and minerals are vitamins for the aura, the chakras, and the subtle bodies. Much like you take your daily vitamins and supplements, having a crystal in your aura, in your presence, having various minerals in your presence, these help vitalize and stabilize your light. So when you share light, when you give light away, you will always be bright and clear. I have about one more minute, Dale. What would you like to share with our listeners?
A blessing. May the grace of the Father bless you, the love of the Mother fill your heart, and the light of the Son guide your path in all the days of your life. Aho.
Aho. Thank you. This is Star. I am embarking on a new class. My new class is E8. E8 believes there are 268 dimensions. E8 is a physics theorem in quantum physics. And I am going to try to simplify this physics to explain it to you. Maybe you won't understand it. But by the end of working with 8, you'll be able to use this to get into these particular dimensions and do wonderful things. Thank you all for listening and participate with your teachers.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.